So, John, could you please tell me something about your hometown? Where do you live? And how is your normal life like?
Yes, like I live in Victoria, BC, in Canada, and it's about a city of population of about 300 to 350,000 people. Everyday life is pretty simple. I go to university there, so it's pretty similar to my girlfriend's life here. You wake up, you go to school, you study a lot, try to stay active. For me, in Canada, it means ice hockey once or twice a week. And yeah, it's the layout of Victoria is kind of similar to Freiburg, a nice downtown city center with lots of malls and shops and lots of things to do and see. We're also coastal, so we're on the ocean and on an island as well, right off the coast of the mainland BC.
What about the language? Have you learned any German in school before you came here?
Not in school, a little bit online, Hallo, wie geht's? All is good.
Okay.
Very
Nice.
little like phrases, and it's more touristy travel talk than actual language skills, I'd say. So,
How do you get along with a small German vocabulary? Would you say English is enough to live here, especially if you want to work here or, yeah?
Since I am a business student at UVic, white collar jobs, usually English is very, not predominant, but very present. In a lot of multinational companies in Germany, they have sole offices designated in English because they have multinationals from all over the world working there. So to get in with one of those companies, sure, it's not that big a barrier. They probably would prefer you having some of the local language, but it's possible to start a job and then just be expected to pick it up as you live there, right? Whereas if I were to try to get a job as, let's say, in a grocery store or a coffee shop, there's,
Like a student job.
yeah, like a student job, like I wouldn't be applicable. They'd say, "What are you doing here?" Most of the people coming in here speak very little English or just enough to get by, right? So, like, if I dealt with anyone over 40, odds are, how am I supposed to customer service, right? You need to know the language. So, certain jobs would not apply. Even like in the construction field where you actually have to take instruction, it just wouldn't apply. So,
Are there any things you find funny or confusing about Germany?
Nothing too funny. Sometimes just getting on and off trams and trains, if you're trying to get a long distance, can be a little confusing. Just everyone's wants to be the first one on, wants to be the first one off, is pushing and shoving a little bit. Sometimes even when the tram pulls up to the station, all the people crowd around the door and it's like quite difficult for anyone to get off.
Of course.
And for me, it's just it doesn't make sense. Like, if you guys waited, if everyone gets off quickly, then everyone gets on quickly. But that's just a Canadian thing. We're always like, "Oh yeah, go ahead." A Canadian will say sorry for someone running into them. So if someone ran into me, I'd be saying, "Oh, sorry." It's just instinct.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, thank you very much for your cooperation and your help.
Thank you too.